like most career fairs, a lot of it is informational. Find out types of jobs that are available at the agency, types of internships that are actually available at the agencies. Find out a little bit about culture of the agency itself. So again, if you're a job seeker, you know, what's the right fit for me? Do your research beforehand. I'm coming in with this degree, with this background, want to get a job. What are the agencies or an internship? What are the agencies that make sense for me to be looking at? You know, certainly from an agency perspective, one of the things that we have seen is actually as a result of last year's fair, the Environmental Protection Agency was looking for specifically a set of entry-level folks to bring in acquisition. What they were able to use the career fair for was not simply let's talk about EPA and how great it is to work here, but let's really develop a list of solid leads. Let's collect resumes, let's review those resumes, and use this actually as a real recruiting event that we can follow up with folks with, encourage them to specifically apply for a position, and then do some interviewing. And as a result of that effort, actually, last year's event, EPA actually hired, as a result of the career fair, five different people into acquisition positions.
Wow, great. So is it in any particular category, or is it everything from acquisition, all kinds of jobs?
All types of jobs. So, again, great opportunity, you know, with 6,000-plus job seekers, again, very focused on entry-level jobs and or internship opportunities. It really is a great, great opportunity for agencies to really connect with the people that they need to connect with. Folks who are in D.C. largely doing internships with federal agencies already, but will be returning to their campuses in most cases. Great opportunity to, again, expose yourself to them and talk a little bit about the opportunities that you have and begin to not simply whet the appetite. A lot of these folks, again, have been in an internship in government. They know what government's like. They're interested in government. It's really time to not just throw your line into the water, but actually to reel it in.
So two sides of this, of course. How do you get the people who are interested, who are looking for jobs, how do you reach out and make sure they know about it and make sure they're there in enough numbers that makes this worthwhile?
Yeah, the partnership is actually working directly with federal agencies to ensure that we've got the right people attending. And again, working a lot with federal agencies to ensure that that agencies are encouraging their summer interns, their summer fellows, their you know, folks who are working with them over the summer, that they encourage them to attend this event. A few years ago, we actually, when we did this event, the Social Security Administration actually in Baltimore got a bus for their interns and literally drove down their 45 interns.
Wow.
To ensure that they had an opportunity to attend this event. That's what agencies ought to be doing in order to encourage their interns to look not only at their own agency, but outside of their agency at other government agencies. We work a lot through our Call to Serve network, a nationwide network of 700-plus colleges and universities to get the word out. While it's primarily D.C. based in terms of those who are attending, again, a lot of current interns in government. Last year we had, that 6,000 made up of students from across the country as well, who actually flew in for this event.
Oh, wow.
Which also means that if you're an agency, you need to make sure that you're on your game. You're not simply saying, you know what, go to USA Jobs. I didn't drive 7 hours up from North Carolina to have somebody tell me to go to USA Jobs.
Or even sit in a bus for an hour, for
goodness
sakes.
Exactly.
And that was the other half of this. How do you ensure that agencies are not only there, but they're prepared? And frankly, is if an agency isn't involved in this, is there still a chance for them to get involved?
Absolutely is a chance for them to get involved. If there's an agency that wants to get involved, what they can do is go to ourpublicservice.org/careerfair and get more information, as well as register for the event. One of the things that we ask all of the agencies to provide us with when they do register is, what types of jobs are you actually hiring for, either now or into the future? What type of students are you looking for internships in the future as well? All of those ultimately will be posted on the student registration site for this event, so that, again, students can prepare and say, wow, I'm an engineering major. These are the two or three agencies that I really need to talk to. So, again, we're helping to prep the student in figuring out what the right agencies to talk to are. We're going to be doing a couple of workshops as well as we get closer to the event into June. I guess June's only a week away.
Yeah, just around the corner.
In terms of how to use a career fair or an internship fair like this most effectively. So again, you're meeting your needs, but you're also meeting the needs of the job seeker.
I just want to take a step back because we're, going into the Memorial Day weekend, and of course, we all want to take a step back and remember the warfighters out there who are doing their jobs, for goodness sakes, and thank goodness they are. But also, it's a great time to remember public servants and people, and particularly people, we've heard all these stories about people who've been killed in action, one form or another, just doing the work of doing what we ask them to do.
Absolutely, and absolutely to both the men and women, overseas or here serving our country in the military. But again, I think Chris aptly putting the spotlight also on the federal workers who are more and more, unfortunately, more and more under fire from the public for doing their jobs.